The interview is taking place on February the 13th in Miss Lucindy Brown's home, Clemson, South Carolina. The interviewer is Matthew Oglesby. We are talking to, may I ask your name? Sister Brown, Mother Brown, will you give me your name?
Lucindy Reed Brown.
All right. Could you tell me when you was born?
I was born March 11th. I'm 99 years old now. I don't know what year it was. I can't go way back.
Okay. This is the second tape, or should I say this is tape two, side one, of an oral historic interview with Miss Lucindy Brown. And this is your second interview, Mama. Yeah, okay. All right. When was you born?
1890.
Okay.
March 11th.
All right. Who were your grandparents?
Isaac and Amy Butler.
What do you remember about them? Do you remember anything about them?
Oh, yes. My grandfather lived with us after he was very old. He died with us. But my grandmother, I remember her, too. I remember going to their homes and visiting their home.
Who were the other older members of your family that you can remember?
I can remember my father's mother. Her name was Easter Reed.
Okay. Where did they live?
Well, they lived between here and Central, around in that vicinity up there. We used to call it the old rental place, somewhere up between here and Central.
Okay. Did your family own their own home?
Not until the last, later.
Yes.
They didn't when I was a child.
Okay. If they rented their home, who did they rent from?
Well, I really don't know who owned those places then. I just know we lived just on somebody's place.
Right, okay. Did all the members of your family talk much about slavery?
My grandfather told me more than anybody else about slavery. My mother's father.
Mm-hmm. Could you recall some of the things that they talked about?
Well, I know he talked about how he said he belonged to John C. Calhoun.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they were good to him, it's like. And he was devoted to him. He called him Moss John.
Right. Where are the older members of your family buried? Are the graves have markers?
the great, they all buried in Abel.
Abel, okay. What about markers? Do they have markers? Can you remember?
Well, not until the late time my mother had the markers to her. My brother marked her grave. I don't think the others had any markers.
Do you remember films in the family or the community when you were young? Who are they?
Remember.
Who were they? I just said, I asked, do you remember films in the family or community when you were young?
Yes.
Who were they?
Well, I remember my grandmother and my grandfather.
Okay.
And I don't think I remember anybody else, because in my family, because I was quite young.
Okay. Do you remember marriages and weddings that took place when you were young? Who do you remember? Whose do you remember?
The first wedding I ever saw was, it was a friend of mine married in Seneca. What is the Methodist church thing? This wedding, I think I remember.
Okay. What family were you related to by marriage?
Wallace and Jane Brown by marriage. I married their son.
Okay. Does your family have old photos?
Well, they did, but just moving around and changing, I think they're all gone. I remember seeing some when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, to keep up with them, I didn't.
Right. Can you remember who took the pictures?
A man named Huff took the first pictures I ever heard of a man.
Her
name was Huff, took the pictures of my mother when I was a child.
Right. Okay, now we are down to the economic profile.
What?
We are down to the economic profile. We are going into another section of it. Okay. What did your parents do for a living?
Of course, it was nothing to do then but farm.
Farm, okay. Okay. What did your grandparents do for a living?
Well, they were slaves.
They were slaves. Okay. If any of your family were farmers, did they rent a sharecrop or own their own land?
They sharecropped.
Okay. Did you or your older relatives ever have to leave the area to find work?
No, we were. You did. What's that?
You went to New York.
Worked around home. I mean, you know, in the community.
Okay. When did they leave, or how often did they return home? Did they ever go up north?
No.
Or any other part? They never went away from home.
Not until, you know, late.
Later, okay.
Later.
Okay. But they did leave home.
Yes.
All right. How often did they return?
Oh, once a year, maybe.
Okay. Did any of your family work for the railroad?
My brother did.
Your brother, okay. What was their job? What kind of work they do?
Well, my brother was a porter on the Southern.
Okay. During your youth or younger years, what kind of jobs were open to black men?
Wasn't nothing except farm work, and they mostly hired to the people that own land.
Okay. What about what job was open, or what kind of job was open for black women?
Nothing but domestic work.
Yes, okay. Where did the family shop? You know, what city did your family shop?
What you mean?
Like, what city did your family shop when you went out shopping?
Oh, Pendleton and Seneca.
Pendleton and Seneca. Did they buy from cash or credit?
Well, I don't know, but I think they mostly bought on time. They called it on time.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay. Were the store owners owned by black or white?
White.
White, okay. Did the family usually buy clothes or make their own?
They made their own clothes.
Okay, okay. What kind of clothing did each person own?
Well, just what they could buy. We called it percale and calico. That was a summer thing.
Right. Okay. Did the family raise food?
Yes, we had gardens.
Okay. Can you remember what they raised in the garden? What things did they have?
Well, we had greens and onions and... Well, most of the elder vegetables, like beans and potatoes.
Right.
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm. What thing did they have to buy? You know, can you remember what they had to buy? Yes, ma'am.
Mostly just sugar and coffee, flour.
Okay. Okay. What kind of furniture did the family use?
Well, we've always had a bed and what we call a bureau and things, a few and some chairs and things like that. And later on, we had an organ.
Okay. Was this furniture made?
No.
By someone? Or
it was bought.
It was purchased, okay. All right. And I guess I asked the question earlier, did some of the family members make anything?
Uncle, we have made things, Mama.
Yeah, my brother was he could make most anything. He made all kind of furniture. Like,
okay.
Do you know Bo Reed? The red one on the floor with his hand. He could make anything, any furniture or anything.
Oh, like oak baskets, tools, quilts, or other things. Those are the kind of things was made, right?
Yeah.
Were any of the older members of your family known for their special talent as musicians rather, singers, or preachers, or craftsmen? Needlework and et cetera, et cetera.
I don't remember any. I don't think so.
Okay. Do you remember hearing an older member of your family talk about hard times or good times that happened before you was born?
Yes, I remember talking about hard times.
Okay.
Before I was born.
Right. Did they ever talk about floods and tornadoes and other disasters?
All those things that grew up, they talked about those things and they grew up in me, you know.
Right.
to be afraid of these things.
Right. What about illness? What about sickness? Illness. Can you recall any kind of epidemic or in the community during those young days of your life?
Yes, I remember the first to come, the flu came as an epidemic. Let me see what else. I think the flu was the first epidemic come out that I remember.
Right. Now, I know we are... If there was one in 1917 to 1918, I guess you're kind of familiar with that.
Yeah.
What about, did any of the members of your family die during the epidemic?
No, we were lucky enough not to, we all lived.
Right. Did any of your members... any members of your family rather served in World War One?
I don't think, no. I remember World War One, but I don't think I had any of my family in
okay.
World War One.
All right, okay. All right, the section three is religion. That's the next section we will start on. Okay, what church denomination did your family belong to?
Abel Baptist.
Okay. They was a Baptist and they were attend the Abel Church, right?
My mother attended was Silver Spring in Kelvin.
Yeah, Silver Spring, okay. Yeah.
The rest of them was at, all the rest of my family was Abel.
Abel, okay. Did any of your family ever belong to a different denomination?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Who was the minister of your church when you were young?
Well,
the minister, right.
The minister I remember was a name was the same name yours. He was Reverend Oldsbury.
Okay.
Some Westminster up in there somewhere.
Okay. Where did he live? Did he have other employment besides being a preacher? What kind of training did he have to be a preacher?
Well, I don't know, but back then, the only thing I know is he was a preacher.
Okay. What other churches were important in your community?
What's that?
What other churches did you feel were very important in the community?
Well, I always thought Silver Spring was very important, because
right.
That was my mother's church.
Okay, very good. Okay. Okay, are there some that are no longer active? Are there some churches you can remember that are no longer active today?
Well, there was one little church called Little Abel. It's not
okay.
Active. It's gone out.
Yeah, right.
And then another church I know of gone out is out of Old Nebo.
Okay. Did they have cemeteries?
Most all churches had cemetery. You never heard of a church. A cemetery unless it was a church.
Right. Okay. All right.
Except, on what they call a cemetery hill at Clemson. My mother said the first funeral she ever saw was there.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember camp meetings when you were young?
What? Camp meetings?
Camp meetings.
Oh, yes. That was a great thing.
Okay. Would you like to share with us a little about the camp meeting, what took place? And
yes, they had tables and sold food, and then they had preaching and singing and going on. Now, there's an old camp. They used to call it Union Campground. It's out there
with them and Perry.
You know where it is, Eleanor. That Union Campground in Liberty.
Okay. How long did these meetings last?
They started on Friday and it broke up on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. What time of year did they usually have these camp meetings?
Yeah, they'd have after what they call, I don't know what they call it, lay-by time.
Okay. Do you think some people stayed all overnight?
Yes, they stayed on. They stayed all night.
Okay.
Some of the,
especially those that lived
out of town.
Yeah, out of town. Yeah. Okay. Did members of different churches worship together at the camp meeting?
No. The Methodists had camp meetings and the Baptists had associations.
Yeah, okay. Do you remember all the relatives talking about camp meeting when they attended when they were young?
Yes, that was the only thing. That's why that camp meetings was just the biggest thing, you know.
Right.
It came on after they laid the crops by.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about singing convention? Did you attend singing convention when you were young, or how often did you attend?
No, I never. But they had singing convention.
Right. Didn't you sing?
But I never did attend a singing convention.
Okay.
I don't know, but I never did attend them, but they had them.
Right. Okay. Let's say something about the songs. Of course, you say you didn't attend same convention, but you do have some favorite songs you like to hear or sing.
Well, I tell you, I like all those songs, but those old songs, I sing them to myself right now, what my grandmother those used to sing. And I don't know if I have any theories, because I didn't know anything but those.
Right.
I liked them all.
Right. Could you name one or two of the songs?
Well, my grandmother used to sing one about, you call yourself a Christian, don't push up. She'd say the fire and the haul back. That meant, don't you push up something and then you jump back.
Okay. All
that
right.
Was an old one my grandmother used to sing. I remember that.
Right.
And right now, see if I can think of any
available. Did you ever attend singing school when you was young?
Singing school?
Yes, ma'am. Did they have singing or were they taught notes and this kind of thing?
Yes, I never did attend those. Yeah. But they had them.
Okay. All right. What kind of groups were there within your church? Where there were women's and men group? Were there women's and men group and youth group? What kind of groups was in the church during your youth?
What you mean?
I'm talking about like organizations in the church.
The only thing that they had something what they call some kind of society.
Right.
All women and men belong to, they could join it.
Right. Did they have missionary societies back then?
No, I never heard of missionary society.
Is that right?
Oh, but didn't you go to a missionary society?
Something what you call auxiliary. Didn't you want
to use? Are we down to the fourth section? We're talking about education. Where did you go to school when you were a child?
I went to school. The first school I went to was in Avail, in the church. They cut us off from that district later, and we had to come here, you see. And we went to school in a house. We rented a house, and we went to school, and we were young.
Okay, so you then already described it was a house you went after the change in the districts, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long were the school terms? Can you remember?
Yes. 3 months in the... It's after lay-by time in the summer, and it's 2 months in the winter.
Okay. Who were the teachers? Can you recall?
Yes, I can remember one was named Alec Dupree. And another one was named, but they didn't have one teacher.
Okay, all right.
Alec Dupree.
All right, where did he live?
He lived in Oconee County, right over across there, right across the river.
Okay. Do you remember anyone talking about what kind of training he had?
He went to Benedict.
Went to Benedict?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did your parents attend school?
Well, I don't know anything about where they attended, but my father went to school after he was a grown man. Oh. After he was pre, he went to school. Pino got somebody teaching.
Okay. What do you know about your grandparents' schooling? You know anything, or you heard of or someone, your older sister, the brother, whatever?
They didn't have school.
Okay. How many years did you attend school? Can you remember at this?
Oh, I can't. I was just thinking one day since then. I can't remember.
Okay.
But I know my mother was a great one to see that we went. I know how cold we used to get going and coming.
Okay. Okay, so by you not knowing how long you went, so it's a certain you don't know whether you went long enough to graduate from that pretty thing or not.
Like that.
Okay, all right.
I don't think nobody thought about finishing them. It was used.
Yeah, right. Okay, who was the first person in your family to attend college?
Well, my sister Pauline attended what was Seneca Junior College. It wasn't junior then, but it was Seneca Institute. She attended there.
Okay. Did this person graduate?
No, she did.
Okay. Did your family have books at home, or what? Books did they have?
My mother was a great one to enlighten you. So we had, and people would come through the country selling books.
Okay.
And we wouldn't like it, but she'd buy books. She'd buy different things. I was thinking about one the other day. I wish we could have had time. I had sense enough to take care of it.
Okay. Were there newspapers, a magazine in your home when you were young?
Well, the only paper I can know was in there was, it must have been the State. Since I got older, I knew it was a State.
Right.
We used to call it the T.H.E. Tetcher, but it was the State. I know that's
okay.
What it was.
Did your teacher ever talk about Black history?
No, not. The most thing they was taught reading and writing and arithmetic.
Okay. Do you know anything about the white school compared to the black school?
Yes, I do. I know the white schools had longer terms, and I know they had books, and lots of times we'd have to have books that they had been using, second-handed books.
Okay. So there's no point in me asking about when your parents were young, because you probably hadn't heard them talking about their school days, have you?
No, because they didn't have any.
Okay. Do you remember any educational group or organization in your community?
No, I don't remember no organization until later, when we began to see what other people was doing.
Right.
And we wanted to do too.
Right. Okay.
I mean my younger people.
Right. Okay, I'm down to the fifth and final section, and this is social.